This episode is brought to you by Gnome Stew, a multi-author blog about tabletop RPG game mastering written by GMs for GMs.
Ho, ho, ho! This is Santa Claus, and you're listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Ho, 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 ho!
Dungeons & Dragons, Quest for the Silver Santas, a holiday adventure for D&D 4th Edition.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Get down, Matt.
No, it's okay. I'm moved for salty versus, but thank you.
Do you need salt?
I don't suppose. I don't suppose I can get the flanking position even if I ran, could I? At this point.
3, 4, 5. You could then charge.
And his little feet.
No. What do you want to put at?
Flank.
It'd be nice to be right there, but I don't think I make that. Speed of 5.
You can get right up next to him and still be able to use a regular.
He's not within range of his arms, you see.
Okay.
Man, you don't trip.
Oh, you have a lot of range stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I'm just.
So you want to stay out of time.
I was trying to be able to use a blast.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the blast? What size is it?
Just 3 squares, I think.
Well, that goes out 3 squares from you, so you just have to get within 3 squares.
I know, but I was just trying to get, back here, basically. I guess if I could get back here. How about that? So I can hit him and the other guy.
Okay.
If you run, you get combat advantage. You'll be able to get about there.
To join us again.
Cool. And then you can start it. You can start it forward and square any adjacent square next to you. So any of those three, it would be a 3-square block. Probably so, those three.
Thank you for coming.
There's no real way to get him and the Yeti. It looks like
both.
Because he's all right.
Well, just move me.
Crap. I'm glad that he's.
I just move up here, so you're not granting combat advantage.
That's fine.
Right here. And then just start it up here so you're not hitting him.
That's fine.
And then it hits those squares so it does hit him. But does not hit our barbarian friend.
Okay.
This is everyone in burst.
Well, I was going to do something, but I don't think it's going to hurt.
It's a blast.
I'm not sure if we want to do that though. If it's not going to hit both of them, I just wanted to do it because it's in the counter power.
Well, I'll move you back in the meantime.
Do you want to let Ethan do something?
I will do a Lance of Faith, I guess. Okay. Move up here, roughly. Do a Lance of Faith against. I'll do the smaller Yeti. Do the 5.
Yes.
Okay. Alright. It's versus Reflex.
His Reflex is a 19.
Yeah, that's not going to hit. Never mind!
Okay.
And he falls to the ground.
Alrighty. Ethan.
Minor on dog. Dog zips up here. You now have a +2 to your AC.
Okay.
You might survive one of the small Yetis.
17 hit him? Probably not.
No, it does not. He is a 22.
That's fine.
He's a bigger draw.
No.
I will then go ahead and use a standard action on him. Does a 23 hit his will?
His will? Yes, it does. Arr. What are you doing to the poor guy?
Takes 19 points of damage from a dust devil.
Okay.
Is it a snow devil?
Probably for him it'd be a snow devil.
And is he large size or smaller? Is he a large
he's
size?
He's large.
Okay. Plus my wisdom modifier. Six,
this huge.
He's back there now.
Compared to the miniatures.
Well, yeah, he is.
He's like, hey, I started.
He's
here.
A lot of fur.
Yeah, he's a lot of fur. I see.
Okay.
He's a lot of fur, which is going to give him an incredible AC.
It's like, you're all fluff.
We could shave him.
No, I mean it.
Good. I would feel sorry for him.
You have he now. Come on, like a nice pelt.
Hey, Ben.
Okay, well, the one Yeti over by Becca is going to turn. I mean, he doesn't have to even turn, but he's just going to attack you. 23 against your armor class. All right. 8 points of damage as he slashes you. Yeti is going to charge the other barbarian.
Bring it.
This dude?
Yep. Roar! His nice little orc head there. Does a 26 hit you?
Yeah, 26 will still hit my AC.
Okay.
Tried to boost you there, buddy.
You're doing good.
12 points damage as he slashes you.
Awesome.
We are back to the top. Scott, it's your turn.
Boy, it's amazing how quick I get down to bloody. Or almost bloody.
Oh, you're almost.
Isn't it though? Isn't it?
We can use some of these, right? Or do we have to
power? If you bloody don't, or
you can use one sword. Willingly as a second wind, which is a once standard bloody. Action.
Once you're bloody, right?
No, you can. No. Well, anytime? You can use it anytime.
Oh,
yeah.
But you can only do second wind once per encounter.
Okay, but I also have an ability that allows me.
To you have an ability that lets you do it, and that's fine.
Okay,
it's not the same thing
strike.
As a second wind. Okay. Using a healing surge is different from
obviously
second.
On the
second wind allows you to use a healing surge.
All right.
For free? Free action or no?
Is a second wind? Is a standard action. Allows you to use a healing surge.
Okay, I'm getting confused now. I think you said using a healing surge was a standard action.
Second wind is a standard action.
Okay.
And second wind allows you to get a healing surge.
Okay, but otherwise you can't use a healing surge. Just unless you use
someone uses an ability that lets somebody else before turns, at which point it's free.
Remember,
nothing restores my will to fight more than slamming my weapon into a foe.
Hey, all right. So, Robin,
shoot that bow, shooting at him.
Poor guy.
Shoot! Quickly.
Shoot quicker. 2 11.
23s.
Yes.
Nice.
You did add any bonuses, you are adding bonuses from those
I'm adding
things, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm not, so 25.
I'll hear it.
Nice.
Oh, that would be 7 damage. Well, wait, you only roll damage once. Never mind. Or wait, I have 2 attacks, so I would roll damage twice, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So, 7 damage and 13 damage.
You already just bodied.
Yay!
Or no, I'm sorry. You shot the bombless snowman.
Yeah.
He's not bloody.
Is he bloody?
No.
I'll make him bloody.
That would be nice.
I could, but he's not.
He's
bloody?
Really bloody. he's Christmassy and candy cane bloody.
Christmas. He's totally bloody. All right. Melissa's character. What would she like to do?
Funny thing is, though, he is marked by the dog.
Yeti is bloodied.
No, nobody's bloody. He's marked by the dog.
He is marked by the dog, yes.
He's gonna go boot the dog down the hallway.
Sorry.
No, you don't need out. You just want a bark.
Yeah. Alrighty, let's see. I don't want to do this for me.
Why don't you go lay down or play or something? You want to wear the Christmas hat?
Yeah, please don't put the Christmas hat on the dog.
Oh, it'd be cute.
You need it, though.
Yes, we don't want to beat you. We've had that for a long time.
Poor doggy. No one.
Let's go ahead and... Is the closest... No, he's not five. Let's move... up just like two squares. That would give me five within this one, wouldn't it?
With this
one? No,
the... other one, yeah.
Yeah.
With that one, yeah. Oh, okay. Easily. You were within five before.
Was I within five before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so don't move me.
Two, three, four, five.
You could play Ben's character.
Sacred Flame.
That's not like a no to me.
I don't want to play a stupid game.
Seventeen versus reflex
on the normal dude or the big
normal
dude?
Yeti.
Normal Yeti, yes, that will. And which one are you attacking? This one?
The one, yeah, in front of.
Okay.
Holmath. Sacred Light shines down from above, searing a single enemy with its radiance. So 10 points of damage.
Alrighty.
And at the same time, aiding an ally. How does it aid an ally?
Gives them
temporary hit points.
Points or allows them to make a saving throw. Or rather, save.
Besides Holmath, is anybody else damaged?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and take, seven temporary hit points.
Okay.
And now it is Becca's turn.
I try to break his bones.
Okay.
Except I have a feeling these guys have a high fortitude save. Or high fortitude.
Possibly.
I don't know what the AC is on the ice.
23.
That will hit.
I believe their AC is a 20.
Oh, I forgot to move. I was going to move here.
That's fine. Go ahead and move.
So I could be flanking with him.
You can shift over there. What's your damage?
6.
Craptastic!
Whoa.
Did I break any bones?
No.
Finger?
Maybe a finger. Yeah.
Parted his hair.
Is somebody running back or Ben's character, or is he out?
He's out.
Okay.
Oh.
I can run her character if you want to run his character.
Pat, it doesn't matter to me.
So if you want to run him, run him.
Somebody
if
run
not,
I need someone so I can flank with.
Did Ben have to go?
Yeah, he had to go. He's trying to get used to his new sleep schedule.
Yeah, it's fine. He has eggnog, okay. He has Christmas cookie. Okay, good to know. Ben will...
Beat up the storm zone.
Got a combat advantage against the dude. Let me see what he has here.
I'm a little tall myself. I'll just try to stick around for a little bit longer.
You guys could run all our characters.
No.
All at once.
There'll still be three of you. You each take two characters, including you.
I think they just have to solo it then.
All the encounters are half as difficult.
Well, that's a crit.
Okay.
Yay! Yeti will turn around and attack him, right?
And another crit.
Jeez.
Yeti will turn around and attack him.
Yes.
Okay.
You're hurting me.
Come on. Obviously, you got to bounce it off the brown magnet there.
Apparently, yes. Takes 24 points of damage total.
Okay.
This is against that.
Yep.
The mini Yeti, though.
Mm-hmm.
And one plus his strength. One tooth. He gets pushed over there.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yay! Barbarian's going, I like a good fight, but come on, where are the rest of you? Come on.
Oh. Sorry, got his extra crit damage from his weapon. He's going to take another... plus another 6, plus another 9.
Okay. He's almost bloodied.
Good God. What the hell are you putting us up against here, Jeremy?
I didn't say shoot him. I said he was dancing.
Yeah, I think we may have been able to do things other than combat this.
Oh, come on. Give me a breather.
Don't look up.
I stabbed that. It's right in my face.
Huh. Well then.
I suppose.
Okay, 12. Does a 20 hit your AC?
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
Does a 18 hit your AC?
18 is my AC.
Then yes. All right, at that point,
he
picks...
Okay.
He slashes you. So let me get this damage out of the way first.
Okay. The big dude's going after her.
Mm-hmm.
He does take negatives.
To hit?
Because he was marked
by a dog. What's his negative then?
-2 to attack rolls.
Okay, then 16, no.
The other one will.
The other one will hit. Okay, then never mind on that. We'll just roll the ones. 13 points of damage. He doesn't pick you up and he doesn't off your head.
Thanks.
Take it to the temporary hit. Good damage first.
Oh, I thought I still lost those, still though, after.
Whichever way you want to do it, I mean, but...
He is going to spend an action point, though, and try it again.
Okay.
Still at a -2.
This time he does 15 points of damage, but he doesn't pick you up and gnaw off your head. I'm going to go boot that dog off the cliff.
He's got the bodyguard template.
All right, James.
Okay, I guess I'll walk.
Alrighty.
I shall use special stuff.
Magic dust.
You use magic dust?
Yes.
I don't know what the does, but it doesn't sound, it kind of sounds kind of gay.
Range.
Nothing wrong with that, I guess, but you know.
I need that, actually.
Ouch.
Hey, dog.
I shall use force orb.
Okay.
So that's an encounter power. On the big guy.
Alright. That's just rude.
20, does a head armor class 23 hit for a reflex?
Yes.
Okay. I shall do... Ah, damn it. 4 plus 7, 11 points of damage. And then he'll, anyone around, any of his minions around him, if there's one around him, I think there's one around him, they'll take 14 points of damage.
Now is he bloodied?
Yep. Yep. He did 14?
Yep.
Okay. Sad.
I'm sad too.
Nick.
Okay.
Them and their orc faces are sad.
Let me ask you this. As far as his position is concerned, does this square count or not? Oh. Which square can I... Which, either these two squares or no?
Officially his base is all those squares, but you could stand there.
No. I mean, if I was, for example...
He's going to be able to...
He's going to hit that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He can hit all the way over to you.
I want to be right here then.
Okay. I'm outside of your range.
Okay, I'm going to use Divine Glow, which is versus reflex, to blast each enemy in blast.
Mm-hmm.
And, nice. Yeah. Got 9. How about a 27?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You disappoint me, stop screaming.
So it's my D8.
You're hitting. It's a blast. Or you're hitting all three. You need to roll to hit all three of them.
Yeah. Oh. So the first one hits the big guy.
Okay. It's the big guy. So roll for this dude.
Okay. Same thing.
Okay.
That's gonna be less. So be what?
Yeah, versus 17.
Yeah, 17.
Yeah, we'll hit.
Okay. So it hits all of them, and you just roll damage once for all of them.
Oh. Okay. 2 plus 4. Yeah. So we have a lovely 6 damage. And allies gain a +2 power bonus to attack rolls until the end of my next turn that are in the radius.
Okay.
Which.
Me.
Doesn't do a whole lot of good, but.
Probably
you. This Yeti over here that you guys were fighting is bloody. I'm gonna do that. Alright. Ethan.
Alrighty.
Hold on. Sorry, minor action. Please. Healing word. Who needs the healing most? You?
She does. Oh, yeah.
Alright.
Okay, she woke up like an abominable snowman tried to bite her head.
I was gonna say, I think she's probably very bloodied at this point.
You spend a healing surge plus 10.
Yay!
That whole barbarian thing where you had to be bloodied and.
Yeah. I forgot about it last time, but I'm going to use that.
Being bloodied sucks.
Although.
Yes, give me bonus. Ethan, it's you and your low log two.
Okay, are you still bloodied?
No.
Okay.
Did you want to be?
No, sorry. Well, I have something that'll do that if she's bloody.
If you don't want me, I'm someone else.
I'm much better off with more than 9 hit points.
So. Okay. Yeah, okay. Down to 9?
Well, plus the 7 temporary hit points.
Well, first the dog will attack that Yeti. Miss horribly. But mark him anyway.
Okay.
And then. She and the dog will shift over there to do that.
You got teleport.
I'll move over here. And. I'll go ahead and do healing wave. Does a 20 hit that thing's reflex?
A 20 hit the big guy's reflex, yes.
Okay. He is dazed until the end of my next turn.
Hooray!
Okay.
And then Ben and you can spend a healing surge, but Ben's not damaged. So.
Hooray! I will on my turn.
No, you can now.
Oh, yeah, I will.
And it doesn't cost you an action. You just spend one of your healing surges. So,
all right.
And just keep track of those elsewhere.
Oh, you keep track of
them. Yeti is.
Ben? What was Ben? Between his.
He moves there. So the dog gets an attack opportunity.
If I step upwards, I think.
No.
Assuming a 16 does not hit him.
No.
Or protects him.
Don't.
He has the magic scrotum of protection.
Ew.
Really?
That's
interesting. He's going into crazy.
Oh, does he get a swing on him?
Yeah, officially he would.
He get a basic attack on him.
The packets of cocaine burst in his stomach.
Never mind. I don't think that'll hit.
No.
All right. Well, he does go into Yeti hard rage.
14.
Yeti hard rage.
Yeah.
Rage.
Cocaine rage.
It's his ability. Hard rage.
And he gets a on the dog. He hits a 22.
That hits the dog.
Okay.
Punch him
on the. cleric.
Kidding, the dog has more hit points than I do.
15.
Nope.
That's scary.
And on the druid, he got a 29.
Ow.
Ow. That does hit, yes.
Okay, so everybody who's got hit would take 9 points of damage.
Well.
Oh. Right. The other Yeti. Is he marked?
The other Yeti is marked by
the dog.
Can the dog mark more than one target?
You know what? This Yeti's marked by the dog, too.
God damn it!
He'll attack the dog. Does a 15 hit the dog?
No.
Bastard.
I love my dog.
But the dog can mark now.
That's one of his abilities.
Oh, wow.
He's a bodyguard, so yes, he can mark people.
Dog is great to mark. Peaceful.
Tell you, the dog has more hit points than I do.
What does the marking do to be?
Gives them a minus.
Basically, if they make an attack that does not include the dog as a target, he takes they take a minus 2 to their attack roll.
That's fine.
Howling Strike. God, no.
Okay. Let's do it.
No, I don't think 13 is going to hit its AC.
No. Robin.
No.
What?
Okay.
He's saying, let me know when it's Ben's turn.
Oh.
Is it Ben's turn?
It's Melissa's turn.
Oh.
It's Melissa's turn, okay.
So Ben critically failed?
Yes.
What is it?
Luckily it's reliable, but it's just an attack. With his piercing slashing.
Takes the dice 4 points of damage as he pulls on the muscle.
No.
Makes
2 points back.
Drew Yee will give the dog
mm-hmm.
5 bonus to all defenses.
Okay. Ding!
Alright. Becca, your turn.
We have a strategy here.
Your strategy is to focus everything on the dog.
One of the scary things, dog's also got an action point.
Life goes on. Dogs get turned into things.
Oh, so much.
20.
She cannot play my character. We play the dogs.
Versus 4-2.
Dog's the primary, and the person's the secondary.
27.
Saxon is the dog's animal companion. Human companion, you know.
The dog 11. Has become the character.
Okay. Ben Stern pulls a muscle.
Yeah, Ben goes, ow!
The bottomless man is dazed.
Now the...
Yes.
But he can still do an action.
Plus 5, it lasts until the dog attacks or until the end of his next turn.
It'd be a double attack, so he's going to... He can't move, so this double attack the person below.
Yay!
He's at a minus 2. So, 12, 10, 18 hit your AC.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
2.
If you must.
The next one will hit. Ooh, that's going to bite.
Yeah, we have more than 9 hit points now.
What do you add?
47 plus 7.
Okay, his two claws hit, you get 21 points of damage. Then,
knowing that
he has you grabbed,
I still got one.
So he's like holding on to you now.
Open.
And he's opening his mouth.
Kiss me.
So he's not gonna kiss you.
You might want to.
He's gonna try to bite off
your sword and like wedge it.
James.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I should roll.
Flee. So long, Troy.
You're already as far away as you can be.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you can move like
You can move off the board. Remember, the cave goes this way.
You can move that, yeah, over here.
I shall use magic missiles.
Magic missile.
Anybody remember if Melissa used her action point last combat?
I don't think she did.
No.
Yeah, so let me do that here.
You're shooting the abominable or the normal?
The abominable.
Okay.
Abominable. Does a reflex, does a 16 hit his reflex?
By the way, the abominable is actually bloodied. Sorry.
What is a what?
Does a 16 hit his reflex?
No.
Oh.
Come on, put them on the floor.
Four, two under each foot.
Okay. Bloody so damn mark you shoot off at him, but it just hits Fuzz. Alright, well.
Hot Fuzz.
Nick.
I'm afraid you're going to say that. Okay. And you're still hurting for points, I take it?
Again.
I am now bloodied, yes.
You are
well, I'm bloodied without the temporary hit points.
The temporary hit points
don't count as that, or they do?
Don't count for bloodied?
The temporary hit points don't count for bloodied, but they should be the first hit points you lose when
you
hit.
Well, then I would have lost them a long time ago.
Look, we'll just add them back in now. And
yeah.
And don't be bloodied. Okay.
Okay. So, you don't?
I would say she's about to get eaten.
How far down are you? Let me ask you that.
She's about to get eaten.
Yes, yeah. But...
Good idea here. There she is.
Eaten. I mean, come on now. Okay.
So, increase really our request.
Are you at least like 20 points down?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where she is right now.
I was going to give another healing word and give you your healing surge if you want to use one, plus again another 10 points.
Okay. Considering the position I'm in, I don't know that rage is going to help me a whole lot.
I'm angry!
Munch.
I'm still angry!
Okay. And... let's see. Is there a flanking position on these buggers?
Okay. If you want to flank the one in front of us, this guy, you can shift right here.
Sure.
Or you can shift right here and get flanking bonus from the dog.
Sure, I like that better. Okay. For the wave from the big
because
big
the dog is awesome. Yes.
Okay.
Turn the dog into a squirrel.
In which case, he runs up the abominable's leg and
pops its eyes out.
Once more, I will use Lance of Faith against Reflex. On my
like a fire-breathing squirrel.
A bodyguard squirrel.
Ooh, nat 20.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
All right.
You guys keeping track of your nat 20s?
Yes.
Okay.
I am definitely keeping track of the few that I get. Okay, and that is Implement.
So it's max damage plus 2d6.
Yes. Alright, so 8 plus the 4 plus the feet.
Your okay, Lancey, the abominable?
Yes, okay. That guy.
Oh, okay, no,
so it has 8 plus 4, 12 plus the 1, 13 plus 2d6. I roll.
I was. That's the space 13 plus 15.
Yeah.
Be 18. 18 total damage. I could be better worldly wise, but well.
Alright. Yep. Fine. Killing me. Ethan.
We certainly don't want this. Shifts back. Yes. Actually, he's not going to do that. First, I'm going to try hit him with quick retreat. Fuck you, I'm awesome! takes 8 points of damage.
Okay, so which one? That one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then shift over here.
He's dead now, right?
No.
Yes, he is. Please. Come on.
Sure he is. That's a standard.
I'm pretty sure he's not.
Motion.
Minor for the dog. Doubtful that a 14 will hit him. 13 will hit him.
Yeah.
They're all 15.
He's got an attack as a minor.
No, I could spend a minor action to basically give him a whole his whole series of actions, but I have to spend a minor action to direct him.
Like the bags that pull out animals, that's how you work now.
Yes.
Actually, that Adventurer's Trove has some cool stuff in it.
Move.
Little animals, like
the bag, go ahead.
Colored bags and stuff. So.
Spend my action point.
I think in one of these, but if I get it, got it in there, there's a skeletal mount you can get as one of the gifts from us, Silver Santa. I think you got
skeletal
it.
Skeletal mount?
Yeah. I mixed everything up, so I don't know what got in.
Does does a 27 hit hit the big dude's fortitude?
Yes.
Okay.
He's not as nasty as the other dude. He's just tall.
Thankfully. Woohoo! That's 9 points of damage.
Yeah!
And the target is slowed. Save ends.
So it takes 2 rounds to put one in now?
Speed becomes 2 now. He's just a slow.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to munch slowly on you. It's going to hurt more.
Yeah. Days on at least. Okay, well, that sucks.
All done.
All right. Shit.
Unless this is that one was worthless in this encounter, I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be doing some decent damage. So.
I have the dog attack.
Okay. Guardian of Faith.
Hmm. 14.
No. He's again doing his... Wait, maybe not. No, he's not. He's just going to attack the dog. And he misses. The other Yeti has to attack the dog, or he gets a penalty. He's going to miss.
Good boy.
All right. Well, the chomping comes first.
Then the slurping?
First the chomping, then the slurping.
Oh,
sorry.
Wait. Wait. Did you skip Melissa's turn?
I skipped everybody's turn, so okay. Never mind. The abominable doesn't get to go yet.
I'm like, wait.
Two Yetis. Scott, it is your turn.
Thankfully. Okay.
Okay, well... where we're at now, let's do a great cleave on him. What the heck?
Okay. Yeah, they're both there. They're both trying to now eat the pog.
I don't think a 12 is going to hit the first one's AC.
No, it's not.
But will a 20 hit the second one's AC?
Yes, that is its AC, so yes.
Hold on. 12 points of damage to the one closest to Ethan.
All right. Okay. Yeti! Yeti! Yeah. Hey, that's my hand. Don't chew on my hand. Hey, Robin. I don't like playing tug with you, dog. Can you pick toys that are too small?
23 and 18.
23? Well, are you shooting the big dude or your little dude?
Big dude.
The 23 will hit the big dude.
13 damage.
13? Okay.
Whew.
Concludes the broadcast from World Control.
listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys Production.